Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, Mrs. Bulgari, you want us to find the remains of your son, yes? Do you have any idea where he was last located?
If I knew where my son was last, I wouldn't need your assistance, Mr. Dredger. If I'm to pay you this exorbitant amount of money, surely you have the resources to find my son's remnants. Or have I wasted my time, Mr. Dredger? Now, should we move on? Or should I continue my search for another corpse hunter?
Of course, Mrs. Bulgari. We can definitely find your son. However, we will need some things to expedite the process.
What Heath is trying to say is that we'll need something of your son's. Something that reminds you of him. Something of sentimental value.
You expect me to give you what little I have left to remember my son? What for?
It helps with the process. The Harrow box works best when it has an item of import to the person. It'll facilitate communication between us and the deceased.
I've heard of these Harrow boxes. Sounds like a con to me.
Look, Mrs. Bulgari, you called us. Now, I'm guessing you got her name from a trusted source, or you wouldn't be laying all that cash on the table. But if you want us to leave, we can leave. We got all the rich dead people we can find.
Ah, a man of candor. Very well. You're right. I did vet you extensively. And you do come highly recommended, Mr. Ainsworth. However, let me return your frankness. If I find out that you are anything other than what you say, and you attempt to play me as the fool, I have other people in different professions that I can contact. People who are good at burying bodies.
That's fair, Mrs. Bulgari. But we can assure you there will be no need for that. We're people of our word. We'll find your son.
Very well. This was his journal when he was a kid. He didn't go anywhere without it. He was a thoughtful little boy. This should suffice. I'll be expecting it back. Of course. That's half of what we agreed upon. You'll get the other half upon retrieving my son.
Of course, Mrs. Bulgari.
We'll be in touch.
Yes. Make sure you do.
It's June 23rd, 2007, at 2 a.m. And we're at a motel in Willoughby, Georgia, about 50 miles out from the Bulgari estate. We'll be using the Harrow box momentarily. Hopefully it will help us locate the remains of Bulgari, or at least give us a starting point.
Yeah, Bulgari wasn't too keen on giving us any details. Think she's hiding something?
I don't know, and quite frankly, I don't care. As long as she pays us when we bring back her dead son.
I got it all set up. The journal's in the drawer. I'm ready when you two are.
All right, let's get this started. Sam, can you turn on the ghost box?
Sure.
Want to start, Sam? Usually responds to you best.
Sure. Nathan Bulgari, we reach out to you with benevolent intentions. Can you hear us? We only wish to put your soul at peace, Nathan. Please, tell us where your body is located so that we might give you and your family closure. Please, if you're out there, Nathan, say something. Which state or country are you in?
Here we go.
D-O-L-L-H-O-U-S-E.
Dollhouse. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, no, man. He's in a dollhouse.
Wait a second. The dollhouse, it's an obscurum in Montana. It's a large house built from what they at first thought was doll heads.
Thought they were doll heads. What were they really?
Well, they ended up discovering they were real heads that were preserved somehow to look like doll heads.
Christ.
Is that where you're buried, Nathan? Near the dollhouse? No. Are you in Montana? Yes.
Well, that's only halfway across the fucking country.
Can you tell us where you're specifically located?
You know, just once I wish they'd say, oh yeah, I'm at 283 Washington Street, over by the old Dunkin' Donuts where all the drug deals went down.
Fuck dealing. You know, most don't have that capacity. Their thoughts, if they can even be called that, are disjointed. We're lucky we can get these details.
A man can dream, can he?
Is there anything else you can tell us, Nathan? Nathan, are you still there? B-A-W-A-R-E.
Beware? Well, that's fucking ominous.
Beware of what, Nathan?
Beware, Gordon.
Did you see the warden? The fuck does that mean?
Who is the warden? Nathan, are you still with us? Who's the warden? I think we lost him, guys.
Well, to start, I guess it's off to Montana bright and early.
Shit! I hope not too early. I gotta get my beauty sleep. After all, he ain't going anywhere.
Real sensitive, Dylan.
I don't get paid to be sensitive. I get paid to find rich folks' dead family members. Least I can do is throw a jab or two in there for the poor schmucks who can't afford the same.
We could always lower our rates.
Nah, bleeding rich folks suits me fine. Plus, I'm too greedy for charity.
You're one of a kind, Dylan.
It's June 26, 2007. And we've been on the road for the last few days driving to Montana. So far, Montana's the only detail we've been able to get out of Nathan. Sometimes that happens with these cases. The link goes dead, no pun intended. But as we get closer, it usually picks up again.
Let's hope, anyway.
Any luck on figuring out that little jingle, Dylan?
Nada. I think maybe we should show it to some of the locals, see if they recognize it. You know, in the good old days, we'd be able to find this shit in a jiffy with the internet.
Yeah, well, those days are over, my friend. Now it's all about the grind and good detective work.
Yeah, I'm a regular Columbo.
You did figure that one out by Palehenge.
Yeah, I'm just thankful it was a sunny day. That's the last place I'd want to be during a storm. If the rumors are true, anyway.
Who knows? Just glad we didn't have to find out.
What about the warden reference? Anybody get any further on that?
Only thing I can think of is local law enforcement. It's not exactly legal to go digging around for these things.
Nah, this one's got a propensity for the dramatic. He wouldn't mention an obscurum as a regional reference and then warn us about something so mundane. Nah, it's gotta be something else.
Something supernatural, you mean?
I'm guessing. We may want to look into some local lore. Maybe we can dig something up. No pun intended. Again.
Gonna be like looking for a needle in a haystack. Since the darkness, there's all kinds of stories out there. But I got a buddy who knows a guy at Mystoric University that owes him a favor. Maybe he can put in an inquiry.
Look at you, friends in high places. Soon you won't have to lug around with us body snatchers.
Nah, at the end of the day, I like slimming it with you guys. Lord over you peasants and all that.
Real nice.
It's July 15th, 2007, and we've been all over this goddamn state. Nathan hasn't been too chatty, just given us the tiniest of breadcrumbs. But we asked around, and a local girl from an antique shop put us in touch with a historian of sorts. Guy seems to know a lot about the state's history, official and otherwise. Now we're in a little town called Gate Morrow, just outside Livingston.
Can you pass me the syrup, please?
Jesus, man. You got enough pancake with that syrup? Diabetes ain't no joke. You should have Wilfred Brimley come down here and whoop your ass.
Wilfred who?
Christ.
When did this guy say he was going to show up?
10 minutes ago.
Seems punctuality is not a strong suit. Hopefully this'll be worth it. That guy looks properly shady. That must be him. Hey, Mr. Gabaldi, over here. Thank Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine.
I suppose we'll just get down to it. Are you aware of a Nathan Bulgari? He seemed to live here in Montana for a while. He's the son of Helena Gerald Bulgari.
The oil tycoons.
Yep, one and the same.
Before the darkness, there were some rumblings about some backroom deals being made with a representative of Bulgari's. Apparently, they were looking to buy up some land in northern Cheyenne, make the indigenous folk pack up and leave what little land they had left in order to drill. Don't know if their son was the representative, though.
Fucking pigs.
What was that?
Nothing, nothing. Do you know where these dealings were taking place?
I believe they were taking place in Helena. The governor at the time liked to engage in extracurricular activities there. It's often where he conducted his more dubious business.
How exactly do you know all this?
Friends in high places, fingers in a lot of pies, that sort of thing.
Before you go, we've been having people listen to this little jingle to see if they recognize it. Would you mind taking a listen?
Of course not. I'd be happy to.
Do you, by any chance, recognize that song, by any chance?
Why, I reckon any child living in northern Montana during the 80s and 90s could tell you what that is, my dear.
Really? What is it?
It's the music for a commercial for a popular amusement park just outside of Great Falls. I think the name was Cowboy Richie's Rodeo in Rides. Place was demolished shortly after the darkness, though. Got turned into a mass burial site on account of all the bodies. Good as place as any, I suppose.
Jesus, that's got to be the place. Thank you so much for this information, Mr. Gabaldi. We really appreciate it.
Now hold up just a moment, guys and gals. That information I just gave you comes with a cost. And from what I understand, you've already been paid a pretty penny.
Yes, of course. How much would you like?
Well, since I like you folks, a couple grand will do.
Certainly.
Pleasure doing business with you. And I hope you find your man.
Jesus, you just forked over that money without even trying to negotiate.
Man, with that kind of dirt, you don't fuck with. You just pay him and move on.
Exactly. You don't know about the governor's seedy deals and habits by being a nice guy. $2,000 well spent, if you ask me.
If you guys say so.
You get any info from that friend of yours who knows a professor at the Mistoric?
Not yet, but he's calling me tonight. So, hopefully we'll know more soon.
Who's paying for gas tomorrow's trip to Great Falls?
It's Dylan's turn.
Fuck it is. I paid for the trip up to this shithole. This is coming out of your pocket, Heathy, old boy.
Shit. Yeah. You're right now I think of it.
Okay, let's fill up tonight so we can just head straight out tomorrow. Nothing I hate more than seeing a bunch of strange faces in the morning. Shitty enough I got to see your ugly mugs. It's July 17th, 2007, and we're in Great Falls and on our way to what used to be... What the fuck was it called? Hee-Haw Joe's Rodeo or something?
Cowboy Richie's Rodeo and Rides.
Yeah, that's it. I'm half inclined not to find this guy on account of what those shitheads were planning on doing. A bunch of rich pricks think they own the world.
You think any of the other rich assholes we found bodies for were any less nefarious? They're all a bunch of fucking scumbags. That's why we charged them an arm and a leg to find their equally shitty dead relatives.
I suppose.
Heath, you want to run that stuff about the warden past us again? What you found out from your friend, I mean.
Yeah, so it's basically based on some post-Noctum myths that started circulating shortly after the darkness. Supposedly, there's an entity, more of a deity, really, known as the Warden of Broken Tombs.
Pretty intimidating name, as far as post-Noctum deities go.
Well, according to the scholar my friend talked to, this warden is the guardian of mass graves, purportedly punishing those who would violate sacred ground.
Sounds like a bunch of post-Noctum bullshit to me.
Well, that's not exactly true. The scholar said there's evidence that the warden is actually part of a more ancient pantheon of gods called the March of Silence. It's just some of these deities have been co-opted by post-Noctum cults and religious movements.
Still, we've been digging up corpses for a few years now, and I haven't run into any guardians of the grave, so to speak.
Still, we should take the threat seriously. We've seen enough shit to know stuff's not normal out there. Christ, we use ghosts to find their own dead bodies.
Point taken.
I think we're here. Eerie looking place.
What did you expect? It's a dilapidated amusement park turned into a mass grave.
Fair enough. Heath, can you grab the Harrow box? We're gonna need it to home in on his specific location.
Got it.
Let's set up over there. All right, we're here, Nathan. Where specifically in the amusement park are you buried? C-A-R-S-A-L.
Carsal? What the hell does that mean?
Well, we know they're notoriously bad spellers. So which sounds like that word?
Parasol. Carsail. Carousel. Carousel.
That's gotta be it.
Wait a second, he's still going. B-W-A-R-W-A-R-D-E-N.
Sounds like the same warning as before.
We sure we want to do this? He seems pretty insistent on this warden character.
Buddy, I'm not foregoing all that cash because of a myth. Now we've made it this far. Let's finish the job, goddammit.
Well, just wait a second. Nathan, how do we avoid the warden? B-F-A-S-T.
Well, that's helpful.
What do we do with that, then?
You know my answer.
I don't think we should do this. Yeah, you hear stories about this type of shit all the time, man. Yeah, we know goddamn well things like this exist. Who's to say it's not real?
Fine. You can stay by the car, but it's coming out of your portion. Where do you stand, Sam?
Let's just be quick about it, like you said.
Sure would be quicker if we had a helping hand.
God damn it. Fine. But if I even get a hint of something freakish happening, I'm out.
Fair enough.
Heath, grab the ghost box, would you? Nathan can guide us to his exact location through it. Hopefully. Do you think you can do that, Nathan? Yes. Okay. Let's hurry up and get this done.
This mist is getting thick. I can barely see my hand in front of my face.
Certainly sets the scene.
What the fuck was that?
I'm not liking this, guys.
Just beyond the wicked tree.
God damn it. More puzzles.
How the hell are we gonna find them in all these mounds? There's to be thousands of them.
Just shut up and keep looking.
Thank you.
there, look. That tree?
That's definitely a fucked up looking tree. Gotta be what he's talking about.
Well, we're here, Nathan. Where the hell are you? And where's this fucking carousel? Fuck!
What is it?
Fucking tripped over something. God damn it, my ankle!
You okay, buddy?
Yeah. I tripped on a rock or something.
Goddamn ghost box is going crazy. What did you trip over?
That rock right there to your left.
Jesus, Heath, that's no rock. It's the head of a horse. A fake horse.
Lick on the carousel. Heath, you clumsy fuck. You found it. We got it. We just need to dig now.
Beware. Beware. Beware.
Jesus Christ! I told you guys that goddamn told you!
Just keep fucking digging, goddammit!
Jesus Christ! This isn't good, guys! Nathan, can you help us?
I am afraid Nathan can no longer hear you, trespassers. Who are you to disturb this sacred earth? Puncture the holy flesh of this place? Disturb the dead slumber? I will warn you only this once, thieves. Leave here now, or become yet another corpse among the swelling dead.
Let's get the fuck out of here!
You keep fucking digging. You hear me? We're almost there.
I see it. I see the body.
Very well, then. Take your place within my flock, to toil beneath the earth forever, with the countless dead.
I'm done. I'm out.
Come back, you fucking coward. You...
Heath!
Fuck! Grab the fucking bones and throw them in the bag. Hurry!
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Jesus fuck, what the hell is that?
It's a giant fucking hand. Dylan, watch out. Watch. Dylan!
Your fellow trespassers have joined the crowded dead, becoming one with those whom they have transgressed against. I am the sentinel of mass death, dear. The guardian of those whose husks have been cast into a pile of nameless flesh, never to be remembered again. My justice cannot be escaped.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.